Good morning, and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Mo H., and I am a recovered compulsive overeater from Walnut Creek, California. Today is Thursday, April the 20th, and this is a 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. And today we are reading from the Big Book, and we are on page 76, the second paragraph. When ready, we say something like this, ending with, we have then completed step 7, and we'll be studying that one paragraph, that one prayer only. Today's readers are the 12 steps, Lori G., the 12 traditions, Miriam H. The readers of the text are Sherry Z., Jody E., and Robin P. The share ID for Wednesday, yesterday, April 19th, the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting, is 20,178. That's 20178. And for this morning's meeting, Thursday, April the 20th, 7 a.m. Eastern Time, is 20,180. That's 20180. And our newcomer greeter is Lois P. And our announcements person will be Shelley E. The Way Preamble, Overeaters Anonymous, is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose, OA's fifth tradition, states each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. And here are the steps we took, which are suggested as a program of recovery. And I will now ask Lori G. to read the 12 steps of OA. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning, Mo. Thank you. I'm hoping you can hear me.
I can. Loud and clear.
Awesome. Thank you. All right. Number one, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10. Continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11. Sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. And 12. Having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you for letting me do service.
And thank you very much, Lori G. And I will now ask Miriam H. to read our 12 traditions of OA. Thank you, Miriam. Good morning.
Good morning. The 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. One, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. Two, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. Three, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. Four, each group should be autonomous, except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. Each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues. Hence, the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Miriam H. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute your phone. And once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass, then press star 1 to remute your phone again. To have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker should be muted. And today we resume our study of the Big Book, and we are on page 76, the second paragraph down. When ready, we say something like this, and it's ending with, we have then completed step 7, and we'll be studying that one paragraph only. And let me see where I am. Okay, I will now ask Sherry Z to get us started. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Mo, and thank you to all the visionaries and for everyone doing service on this meeting. I'm Sherry D., recovered in Southern California. When ready, we say something like this. My Creator, I'm now willing that you should have all of me, good and bad. I pray that you now remove from me every single defect of character which stands in the way of my usefulness to you and to my fellows. Grant me strength as I go out from here to do your bidding. Amen. We have then completed step 7. So again, Sherry Z, recovered in Southern California. Before I got into vision, I looked at these two paragraphs and was like, oh, they're just in the middle. They don't mean anything. And I just read them. And when I was working the steps, it was like nothing. And this time, when I worked the steps, my sponsor had me put all my defects from my flaws and assets sheets into an envelope, and each day I did work on each defect, and then I said this prayer with each one a day, and then I put it in the envelope. And that exercise, that working the step very physically, like seeing each of these defects, made this prayer come to life. And it's funny because I have to say this prayer every day. Every time I do a 10 step, I end with this prayer. And what I never realized, I was like, ugh, whatever, defects. What I didn't realize is giving God all of me, good and bad, is hard. I want to hold the good and give God the bad. And giving God all of me means giving my loyalty, which can be very good, but it also can be detrimental. Most often what I love about myself is often what can be my greatest defect. My passion can go to an extreme level. And so I highlight this in my book, Big Book in Blue, because it's a prayer. And so every day after the 10 steps, I do many in a day. I say, I pray that you now remove from me every single defective character. And often there's a little conversation in my head with God, which is like, but I like this one. The other thing is that I thought once I give them away, they're gone. But when we talk about this program is a program of progress, for years I thought, oh, that's about the food. I don't think that today. The food is down. The progress is, how do I get more sane in my defects, more at peace with them, more humble? How do I become more willing to surrender them to God, no matter even the ones I really like and they're working for me still? So I just want to end with, when I did the step, my sponsor also gave me, Dr. Bob used to have a plaque on humility on his desk, and it said, it is to be at rest when nobody praises me. And when I'm blamed or despised, it is to have a blessed home in myself where I can go in and shut the door and kneel to my Father in secret and be at peace, as in a deep sea of calmness, when all around and about is seeming trouble. This encapsulates it for me. A good day is when I'm abstinent and everything goes well. A great day is when I'm abstinent and nothing goes well, because there's a deep sea of calm within me. So thank you very much for letting me share this morning.
Well, thank you very much, Sherry Z, for getting us started. So I'll remind everybody where we're at. We're on page 76, the second paragraph. When ready, we say something like this, and it ends with, we have then completed step 7. So it's all about step 7. And although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So who would like to share on this paragraph?
I am from California.
Who was that from California?
Io A.
Io. Oh, got you, Io. And then I heard Roz.
Karen KZ in Missouri.
Karen KC? KZ.
Z as in zebra.
Z. Gotcha. And then I heard
Bonnie
Bruce.
Bonnie B in Minnesota.
Yeah, thank you.
Bonnie B.
Thank you. Selena M. from Alberta, Canada.
And Selena. We'll stop there. Thank you. Selena M. Okay, so I have IOA, Roz G., Karen KZ, Bruce E., Bonnie B., and Selena M. IO, good morning. Everyone else, please mute.
Good morning. This is IO, compulsive overeater. I'm grateful for recovery today and grateful for your service. I just wanted to share, I'm in the middle of my fourth step and I'm just finishing writing up my harms. And I noticed this character defect, self-pity, and the reading. I've been actually doing that prayer, but not really aware of what my defects are. And now I'm starting to see them as I, you know, I'm really doing my fourth step to the best of my ability. And one that came up today, well, it came up yesterday when I was just seeing a pattern of self-pity. And I had to look it up. I'd never looked up self-pity before. And what I found is that it's excessive attention and complaints about my own troubles. And as soon as I saw it, I was like, oh my goodness, that's me. And I was so embarrassed about how selfish and self-centered I've been just in my life, like not paying attention to what other people are going through because I'm so obsessed with my own troubles. But immediately I remembered this prayer and I asked for help from the Most High to help me accept life and move through troubles by depending and leaning on Him. And I asked for help to learn from people in my life who don't go around talking about their troubles all the time. And I just wanted to share that in that kind of two-way system of prayer, when I asked the Most High to help me, what I heard was that I need to be open to seeing that pattern. But one of the ways I can arrest those behaviors is by being silent and not telling negative stories, that I can express gratitude. And I can share my experience, strength, and hope directly about self-pity and how I'm accepting and asking the Most High to remove it, not trying to remove it myself. So thank you for reading that passage. Thank you for your service. And thanks for everybody who comes to this meeting every morning.
And thank you very much, IOA from California. Roz G, followed by Karen KZ. Good morning, Roz.
Good morning, Mo. My name is Roz G. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater in Palmdale, California, in my backyard garden this morning. And I would like to share my seventh-step prayer with you. Kind, loving, compassionate God, with a sense of humor, I surrender pride, envy, jealousy, fear, and all of my character defects to you. I also surrender my perseverance, friendliness, honesty, loyalty, and character assets to you. I pray that you take them all, mix them up, heat them up, and form me into a woman who shines bright like a diamond, to be used for your purposes and give honor to you. Give me strength to walk day by day while I am here among my fellows. Amen. I was encouraged by my one of my sponsors in the past to, you know, write out my own third step prayer and my own seventh step prayer. And after I had done a thorough sex. Okay. Sorry about that. But anyway, after I had done a thorough six step, sex is a good thing. I was very, moved to see, and let me tell you, I hemmed and hawed, and I procrastinated on doing that. I didn't really want to look at my character defects, and what I really didn't want to look at is to see how they manifested in my life, and how my jealousy and envy isolated me from people, and how my pride also isolated me from people and made me think that I was better than you. And, you know, it's just so freaking arrogant. That I didn't like to look at. But the good thing is that I saw that I'm just as powerless as those attitudes and behaviors as I am over chocolate chip cookies and macaroni and cheese. So I ask God on a daily basis, for the most part, because some mornings I'm rushed. But I pray that prayer, and I ask God to please help me live in the assets, help me live in the opposites, give me the humility to be another bozo on the bus, another human being, simply trudging this road to a happy destiny. What can I do to serve you today? What can I do to be helpful today? How can I be useful today? And I've got to tell you, that has changed my life. Today, you know, this year I was given a leadership position at work, and I had tried so many years for that because I did it all on my pride. This time I just simply was doing my job and somebody talked to me about it. And I've been given some leadership positions in the program, and those came to me. I didn't go looking for them. Why? Because I'm living in humility. God is my employer. Do I do it perfectly? No. I thank you, and I pass.
And thank you very much, Roz G. Up next is Karen KZ, followed by Bruce E. Good morning, Karen. Press star one, Karen, to unmute.
I'm sorry. This is Karen KZ, recovered in the St. Louis, Missouri area. Grateful for the opportunity to share. I love this paragraph. I love this prayer, and I say this prayer every morning, but I also like the gift of it to me is that I have been working for years to try to remove my defects. I've been aware of them for years, and I keep working and working, but I realize with this program that it's God that removes them. As I give my will and my life and everything over to God, He just takes over. And that reminds me of the prayer. I like that it says, we say something like this. So the prayer that God gave me is, God, take me over. Take me over, God. Think through me your thoughts. Speak through me your words. Act through me your actions for your glory, for my healing and the healing of the world. And that prayer comes really easy for me because it's the exact one that God gave me. And I keep asking to be taken over because of myself, I still can create a mess. But when I keep asking God to take me over, He never fails to come in and take me over. So I'm just really grateful for understanding that God does this because God shows me, but He doesn't make me fix it because I can't fix it. He guides me to be a better person. So thank you for giving me the opportunity to share, and I pass.
And thank you, Karen KZ. I think it was Missouri. Okay, Bruce E., you're up next, followed by Bonnie B. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning. Thanks, Mo, and thank you, everybody on the line. Appreciate this call and appreciate that I get to share here. Yeah, I like in that opening share about the I heard that before, but it's good to hear it again, that the if I'm having a great, I'm having a real good day when I'm abstinent and everything's going my way. I don't think she said my way, but everything's going good. And then what about the days when I'm abstinent and things aren't going my way? Things are going terrible. Well, I'm abstinent. That's a great day. That's a great day when I can be abstinent. Things aren't going well. Excuse me. So thank you. When I first read this prayer in here years and years ago, I thought in OA, this, I was in OA then, and I thought, and by the way, I'm a recovered food addict in Fort Myers, Florida. I read this, and I thought, well, you know, I got my own prayers. I don't need that one. So I was arrogant about it, and still have that problem. And so I didn't use it. But then when I got into vision, I started using it, and I heard somebody say, you know, get down on your knees first thing in the morning, say the third step prayer, seventh step prayer, maybe some other prayers, and then say your own prayers, and then start the day out that way. And I have been doing that. And when I wake up at night, I've kind of got a rule. If I wake up at night, I'll say the third step prayer to myself, and then to try to get back to sleep. And then if that doesn't put me to sleep, and it usually does, I'll go to the seventh step prayer, this one. If that doesn't put me to sleep, I might as well go ahead and get up and start doing something because I ain't getting to sleep, back to sleep. And I seldom get to this one, but I get the third step in. But I get to, do this one in the morning. I try to get down on my knees every night too, and do the third and the seventh step prayer and do some other praying. That I think that really helps me. And taking away the character defects, you know, I added in, I think it was this morning, that I'm willing that you should have all of me, good and bad. And that includes ego, fear, resentment, you know, a few others. And so I've been doing that. You know, I found out it doesn't have to be wrote just exactly the way it's written here. I can add in my own and tailor it a little bit. But I like it the way it is, too. You know, it really helps. Very, very good prayer.
Time.
It's wonderful. And I'm amazed here. That here, you know, we spent, what, how many pages, you know, like 43 pages, not 120 pages, 43 pages doing the first step, and we got the second step in one paragraph on seven steps. That's pretty awesome. So thank you, and I pass.
Thank you, Bruce E. Up next is Bonnie B, followed by Selena M. After Selena, I will pick some more names. Good morning, Bonnie B. Press star one, Bonnie. Unmute.
I thought I was unmuted, and away I went. Good morning, Mo. Thank you so much for service. Oh, my. And thank you, Sherry, for that intro. That was beautiful, and for all the rest also. I started my timer, and thank you again. I'm Bonnie B. from Minnesota, recovered by the grace of God for the next 20 seconds, is what I like to say. This was such an amazing step in my journey. I mean, I know that it's one paragraph, and I think it's interesting because some people really make it just one paragraph. For me, my sponsor had me do something different, and I've heard people talk about it. The intro talked about it. Break that baby out, right? I mean, look at, like, what were the things that came to the surface in my fifth step? And I had grosser character defects. I didn't have everything under the selfish, self-seeking, dishonesty, and fear, but I had 8 to 10 things that popped up over and over and over and over. And considering I had 40 sheets, it was interesting. It was the same things. And so when I was able to see those, I broke those out, and then I did what someone else had shared earlier. I put them on a piece of paper. I looked up the definition of what that defect was, and then I also looked up the synonyms. I wanted to see how else did this present itself. I call them family members, right? One of my defects was I took everything personal. Well, I looked that up, right? I looked up, being overly sensitive, insecure. Wow, were there a lot of things that masqueraded as the same thing? And then I looked up the opposite, and that is my ideal. And so when I pray this prayer out, I do pray it out, as someone else had said, asking God to place it in. This is the seven-step prayer that someone shared with me, and I'll share because I thought it was so beautiful. Lord, I am willing that you should have all of me, good and bad. I pray that you now remove from me every single defect of character that stands in the way of me being useful to you and others today. Help me to be selfless and self-forgetful instead of selfish, self-sacrificing, self-denying, and considerate of others instead of self-seeking. Help me to be honest and truthful instead of hiding in dishonesty, compassionate and tolerant of others instead of judging and critical. And help me to live with the courageous faith and confidence in you and only you instead of living in fear, worry, and self-doubt. Please give me your strength as I go out from here. Do your bidding. I couldn't see what I couldn't see until I could see it. Until I broke this seventh step out, until I broke it out into these bite-sized pieces, I didn't know what to ask God to remove. I knew there was some good, and I knew there was some bad, but I didn't know how to call it out. So this step to me was life-altering. Not that I always loved what presented itself, but at least I knew what to do with it now. I never knew what it was. I never knew what to do with it. And so grateful for this step. I'm grateful for each of you. And again, thank you for allowing me to be of service. Blessings. I'll pass.
All right. Yeah, thank you very much, Bonnie B. And before I take Selena M., let me tell you where we're at. We're on page 76. When ready, we say something like this, and it ends with, we have then completed step 7, and we're studying the 7-step prayer. After Selena, I will take more names. Good morning, Selena.
Good morning, Mo. So I'm Selena M. I am a compulsive overeater in Alberta, Canada. So I remember when I first came into program, and I remember being shocked at how many defects of character started to pop up that I never realized were defects of character. I knew my life was unmanageable, but I had no idea that it was because of the things that I was doing. It was always, I was always looking at everybody around me and thinking they were the reason my life was unmanageable. And so when I started to see that I was the problem, my personality was challenging. I all of a sudden became, I was in a lot of fear because I was scared of what I didn't know. And so because these character defects are popping up, it was like, okay, well, what else am I doing that is making my life unmanageable that I don't know? And so I became very scared to do anything. There became my will to try and figure it all out. And I remember at one point in time talking to a sponsor and just, you know, in tears, because I just felt like I had been trying for so long, my whole adult life, I'd been trying to figure out how to become a better person, how to live a good life, to, you know, just be that person that I wanted to be. And he said to me, I'm so tired. And he said, Selena, it's time to let go. And it was like, I remember that being such a pivotal point in my recovery, where I realized that I didn't have to try, that what I had to do was I had to let go. And so there became acknowledging the defect and then asking for it to be removed and trusting that, obviously taking the actions that I would need to take, but trusting that it's not up to me to remove this defect. It's up to my higher power, and it will be done in my higher power's time, and it will be done when that time is right. And so it was such a freeing feeling to finally be told that I am not in charge of this, that I can just let go and let God. And, and so sometimes I have to remind myself of this, you know, as I work this program, that, you know, as long as I'm taking the next right action, I'm perfectly imperfect. You know, I've suffered from the human condition, and I'm not going to do everything perfectly. But what I need to remember is that my higher power will take care of it and will take care of me as the time permits. So that's all I've got. Thanks so much, Selena M. from Alberta, Canada.
Thank you very much, Selena M. And although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So again, we're on page 76, the second paragraph. When ready, we say something like this, and it ends with, we have then completed step 7. Talking about step 7 today. So who would like to share on this paragraph?
Chanel T.
Chanel T.
L.M.
L.M.
Nancy G., New Jersey.
Okay, Nancy G. from New Jersey. I could take maybe one or two more, depending. If not, we'll go with those three and see where we're at. Okay, Chanel T. followed by L.M. Good morning, Chanel.
Good morning, Mo. Thank you for your service. Thank you to everyone for your service and everyone's shares. I love this book. And my first time around in program back in the day, I was pretty dismissive of 6 and 7. I figured they were short and I didn't have to pay a lot of attention. Oh, how wrong I was. Now, living in 10, 11, and 12, the 7th step prayer is part of my daily practice. And I just think about it as I was listening to the lovely reading and shares today. I was thinking about how first we surrender the food. We lay down the food. That's the first act of surrender. And if there isn't humility and surrender, I don't know how you could call it anything else. It's extreme humility to surrender food in the first place. By the time we get to the 7-step prayer, we're saying, oh, I'm surrendering everything good and bad about myself to you, God, because whatever I'm doing that's getting in the way of my usefulness to you and my fellows has got to go. Whatever it is has got to go. And what I love about this is that I'm acknowledging my weakness. I'm acknowledging that I cannot do it. And it's so strange because that's freeing. I'm realizing, wait a minute, God does all the heavy lifting. I couldn't set down the food by myself. There's no way I could do that. And he did that for me. And I thought that was the most insurmountable obstacle ever. Turns out life is living life on life's terms. But I don't have to do this perfectly because I can't. And in my weakness, the God of my understanding, strength is made perfect. So I don't have to do it all because I can't. And I just love coming back to this prayer again and again each day. I don't have to worry about it. I don't have to study it deeply. I just take it at what it means, which is that I can't, God can, and I think I'll let God do it. And when I do that, when I live in that, I have a peace that I can't even explain to y'all. It's so amazing. But many of you have had it as well. And I'm so grateful, and also grateful for vision, for staying in the big book. That's all I've got. I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you. Pardon me. Thank you, Chanel T. Up next is LM, followed by Nancy G, and we will have some time for maybe one or two more shares after Nancy. LM, you're up next. Good morning.
Thank you. Grateful to be here today. My name is LM, and I am a compulsive overeater. This has been a great meeting, and so many things that people have said have just been great reminders. I too say this prayer every morning with the third step prayer and some others, and I can remember a time when I literally was on my knees and pounding the bed, you know, asking God, or probably more like demanding God, you know, to take away certain defects of characters. And I couldn't understand why I couldn't get rid of them. And that was part of the key. I couldn't get rid of them. I read the part about, you know, giving it over to God. I knew I was supposed to be ready to let him do it. I mean, intellectually, I guess, but I just still thought I had to get in there and be the one to fix it. And, you know, somebody said something to me that was not only so helpful with this, but with so many things. I tend to be, you know, I love, you know, gathering knowledge. So I tend to be a little too cerebral. And somebody said to me one day, faith is more important than understanding. And, you know, it was just the right time, the right place, the right circumstances. It just hit me like a ton of bricks. And I was like, oh, my God, you know. And going back, it wasn't too long after that I did a big book, 12 Steps. Study and another one, and I realized, you know, how much about step two and step three were decisions, and then I also realized, in order for me to be entirely willing, I really needed to take care of my spiritual condition on a daily basis. I had to stay close to God in order to maintain the trust for him and the love for him that I wanted to have. And so much of what I did in that last study, I shifted my focus. I kept wanting things to be taken away, but I didn't think about what I wanted to be, you know, and wanting to be useful to God and to my fellows made a complete difference, you know, in my attitude. It's a beautiful step, and I'm so glad that I have it now. I don't have it. I didn't mean it that way, but it's in my consciousness. Thank you.
Thank you, LM. And before I take Nancy G, I'll let people know where we're at. We're on page 76, the second paragraph down. When ready, we say something like this, and it ends with, we have then completed step seven. And after Nancy, I can take some more shares, about two maybe. Good morning, Nancy.
morning. This is Nancy G. from New Jersey. Thanks so much for taking my share. I'm just filled with gratitude. I am a compulsive overeater, and I'm active in the disease. I am dieting and binging, and I'm listening to Vision, and I'm trying to work these steps without completely giving up the food, surrendering all the food. And I even went to an old sponsor and asked her, why can't I give up this food? What is it? You've worked with so many people. Is there a linchpin? Is there an answer? Why am I unwilling? Why can't I do it? Then I said, I'll pray for willingness. And I've continued to listen to the meetings. I've been listening to the meetings for over 2 months. And I just want to express gratitude today because I feel willing. What the prayers that you have shared, what an interesting, wonderful, service-filled meeting, because all of the individual shares of the prayers that each of you who shared has, that was so helpful to me. Like, that was so, so helpful because it was almost like a promise behind the veil that I didn't know was there. And if I can have what you have, if I can say those prayers, because I say prayers and I go, I practice my spirituality and in a formal sense, my religion, but it never gets me there. I have to say the sharing of the prayers and the effect that it has on your individual lives, your experience, strength, and hope has really helped me today. I don't want to eat those foods, you know, just for today. I don't want to get overly excited, but I am going to put them down, and I thank you for your service, and I see why this is a WE program. Thank you so much for letting me share, and I am in New Jersey, Nancy G. I'd love phone calls. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much, Nancy G. And although we value your experience, we ask you to limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So I have time for maybe two more shares. We'll take two
Arlene
names.
Arlene B., Los Angeles.
Nina
Arlene.
S.
Martha O.
And Nina S.
Kathy B.
Well, wait a minute, I can only take two. Arlene B. and Nina S., I think. The rest of you, come back tomorrow. Thank you very much. Arlene B., you're up. Everybody else, please mute.
Hi, Arlene B., Los Angeles. I wasn't going to share. I was just listening, and I loved all of the shares. I wish I could have had a recording of this with all of the shares and all of the prayers. And somebody said something, and I'm paraphrasing because I don't know if I heard it properly, but I heard the word faith. And in my mind, what I heard is faith is more important than prayer. I'm not sure if that's what the person said. It doesn't matter. But what it meant to me was that I need to strengthen my sense of faith. I'm having a knee replacement surgery on May 17th, and someone had suggested, you know, positive affirmations because I'm in a lot of fear and reading all the things that went wrong with people. And, you know, when I heard that, I just, about faith, not just about my surgery, which of course is important, but that it is so important for me to have faith, not just the prayer, but having faith in my higher power. And, you know, I was just thinking last night when I couldn't sleep how there are so many options for a higher power. And, I just love that word faith, and I want to remember that, you know, that faith that things will work out exactly the way they're supposed to. And faith that I think it's more so that faith that I will have strength strength to respond to everything and anything that happens in my life. We have positive and negative and difficult and happy, and I want to spend more time thinking about faith. And with that, I pass.
Thank you, Arlene B. And next we have Nina S. Nina, press star 1 to unmute.
Thanks, Mo. Nina S. from California. So grateful to suit up and show up for recovery today. What a great meeting. I got on because I have some adulting that I have to be doing in the next couple of days. So what a great reminder to give it over and surrender, and that I'm just, you know, a passenger on the vessel of the ship that is going forward with God. And, you know, I kept thinking about, as everyone was sharing, was, you know, because thinking is my problem, right? So when I say that prayer, I think, oh, take away my defects of character. And I thought the seventh step prayer was going to have this, like, profound white light experience where I was going to have all these defects of character removed, even though I didn't know what they were, and I was suffering, and it was all going to be great, because perfectionism really is one of my defects of character, and that I want it all to be right, because if it's right, then I'm going to be okay, because that's an outside source, not an inside source. So to have that peace and calm reminds me of the set-aside prayer, where I have to set it all aside and be open to whatever is to come. So that has to be around recovery and my relationships and all the restoration that happens in recovery. And only with that, then do I get to have those character defects removed. And only with the character defects removed, they're not removed so that I can have some great white light experience. They're removed so that I can be of service to other people and not be such a self-centered person, right? Like, I don't want to be a jerk or unkind to other people, which is what so many of my character defects were practicing. So one of the things that I love in recovery and why I keep coming back is because to learn something, you have to mimic other people. So if you want to learn how to exercise, people go to the gym. If you want to learn how to speak a new language, you have to hear the language and then you can speak the language. And everything's about mimicking. So when I see others come before me in recovery, it gives me that hope that I can mimic what they're doing, right? We mimic in this program too. There's all kinds of tools and suggestions that we do here. And part of them is to pray and to do the steps. And then when we hear somebody else that they've been successful in, you know, writing out their character defects or becoming aware of them, and then they mimic to do something different. Because let's face it, I practiced my character defects, like honed in on them. They were successful for me. They made me survive, and I can be grateful for them. But if I don't want to take them forward, then I need to get help with mimicking something else. And yeah, I think that's all I've got. Thanks so much.
Yeah. And thank you very much, Nina M. And that will take us out for this morning. Great meeting, great meeting. Thank you all for your shares. And so let me see. We will now close with the reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. And I will now ask Jody E. to please read A Vision for You. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. Good morning, Jody.
Good morning, Mo. And good thank you for your service, Mo. And thank you, everyone, for a really great meeting. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right. And great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.